From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The latest round of UN-sponsored talks on Syria's future are scheduled to get underway Thursday in Geneva. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura Wednesday said while he doesn't expect a breakthrough, he hopes for momentum to end the nearly six-year conflict.
There is a rush between us and the spoilers. The spoilers want to keep a momentum. We have to outpace those few but clear spoilers with the momentum on the political track. And I think we can aim at that.
These are the first talks in a political transition process involving government and opposition members in nearly a year. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said much has changed since the last round.
They are talking about largely irrelevant issues, the more fundamental issues with respect to the ceasefire, and also the standstill issue in Syria itself is not being discussed. Quite clearly, nothing is moving with the Syrian government continues to establish new fait accompli in the area. They're creating realities on the ground which cannot be taken care of through negotiations in Geneva.
He doubts with the absence of the U.S., the government and its backers, Russia and Iran, will be inclined to serious negotiations. The talks follow efforts by Russia and Turkey, leading to a December ceasefire and parallel truce talks in Kazakhstan. Somalia's new president was formally inaugurated Wednesday at a ceremony in Mogadishu where he said the era of the al-Shabaab insurgency is over. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed called on Islamist fighters, who he referred to as misguided people, to come back to the country, get the support needed to integrate back into society, and lead a peaceful existence. He also called for patience as the country tries to emerge from decades of conflict and without a central government. This is VOA News. Two senior members of the Trump administration are in Latin America amid concerns about the U.S. crackdown on illegal immigration. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Mexico a day after new U.S. guidelines were publicized for the building of a border wall to slow the flow of illegal immigrants and remove those undocumented immigrants from the U.S. who pose a threat to public safety. Homeland Security Secretary Jack Kelly, who joined Tillerson in Mexico later, was in Mexico earlier Wednesday to meet officials armed with a directive from President Donald Trump.
He has emphasized the mission of intercepting irregular immigrants from any country on our border, treat them humanely, and return them to their country of origin as fast as possible.
Kelly urged Guatemalans not to waste money on smugglers to reach the U.S., saying they'd be quickly deported. Astronomers at the U.S. space agency NASA say they've discovered seven Earth-like planets orbiting a nearby star, three of which are at a distance that suggests they could support life. Thomas Zurbrücken is a NASA scientist.
What we really have in this story is a major step forward towards answering one of these very questions that are at the heart of so many of our philosophers of what we're thinking about when we're by ourselves, and that basically is, are we alone out there?
The solar system less than 40 light years from Earth in the constellation Aquarius. The scientists say further study of the planet's atmosphere is required. President Donald Trump Wednesday said he plans to make the U.S. government leaner and more accountable as his administration prepares its first budget.
Unfortunately, the budget that we're inheriting, essentially inheriting, is a mess. The finances of our country are a mess, but we're going to clean them up. We have enormous work to do as the national debt doubled over the last 8 years. Our debt has doubled over a short period of time.
The budget blueprint, seen as a key indicator of the president's policy goals, is expected to be delivered to Congress by mid-March. North Korea Thursday denied its agents were behind the assassination of leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam, at a Malaysian airport and denounced the investigation as flawed and influenced by South Korea. Malaysian authorities are seeking at least two North Korean officials in the case. A planned meeting on reunification between the rival Turkish and Greek Cypriot leaders, scheduled for Thursday, has been postponed. At issue is the Greek Cypriot decision to honor a 1950 referendum that sought union with Greece. The two sides have been engaged in 2 years of talks sponsored by the UN, aimed at a bizonal, bicommunal federation. After nearly a year of protest, most demonstrators camped near the site of a proposed Dakota oil pipeline left Wednesday, meeting a federal evacuation deadline ahead of traditional springtime flooding. President Donald Trump signed an executive order reviving the billion-dollar project. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.